Let's see if we can get this straight. Multnomah County voters have given up on the legislature's ability or interest in solving the worst school funding crisis in Oregon history. So they've decided to tax themselves to rescue their neighborhood schools and restore 24 days of their school year. In conservative political thought, this used to be praised as local initiative, but not among conservative Republicans who represent rural Oregon in the Oregon legislature. These lawmakers are crying foul over Portland's plans. They say Portlanders would be treating rural school children unfairly unless they share any new tax revenue with schools in John Day, Lakeview, and Madras. This is a fascinating argument. First, Multnomah County voters already send 30% of their property taxes to the rest of Oregon's schools. This translates into about $400 million a year. Secondly, these same conservative legislators have made a political living saying that they will vote for taxes only when pigs fly. They are the same politicians who've convinced most Oregonians that our schools have all of the money they need. The leader of the rural attack is State Senator Ted Ferrioli, a Republican from John Day and vice chair of the Senate Revenue Committee. He wants us to know that he's outraged by Portland's plan. Ferrioli says Portland's tax would be an end run around a state program that strives to fund schools equally. Appealing for financial assistance for rural schools, Ferrioli said, "We're either all in this together or we're not." You could almost hear a catch in the man's throat. But this is the same man who, along with his fellow conservatives, sat through five sessions of the last legislature and refused to solve the crisis facing all Oregon schools. And not only did they fail to find a solution, they worked to defeat a solution, a one-time tax worth close to $300 million in school support. Opposing taxes and insisting that schools are flush are matters of principle for Ferrioli and his colleagues. But with the prospect of new money out of Portland, the conservatives are doing what's known in politics as rising above principle. In effect, they're saying, we're philosophically opposed to raising taxes, but if someone else does, we demand a share of those ill-gotten goods, even if our schools don't need them. What's really unfair to rural schools are the legislators they seem to be stuck with. This is Les O'Coin.